you're headed off to work in Brookfield this morning, and I guess take it from there. What exactly transpired?
So my dad has seven kids, and usually I chat with him every morning to check in on him. He was released from the VA on Sunday after some other complications. This morning he called me and he said, I'm having chest pains, and I made the judgment call to call 911. So he was transported by ambulance to St. Joseph's Hospital on Burleigh in Milwaukee. They did put him in ICU. They got him up to the cardio specialty unit. They put in a stent. He had a 90% blockage in his left artery. He is doing very well, so we're very pleased with the care that he's received. So he's very coherent and lucid, but I will tell you that his primary concern today is getting in his boat. So we had to jump through hoops a little bit to try to get him a ballot in order to make his vote count, which is very important to him. You know, the absentee ballot process works well for somebody that's planning on being away or someone that's deployed and that sort of thing, but he certainly didn't plan on having a heart attack this morning. So here we are trying to figure out, just more so, you know, on principle, that's how he's always done. So it's very important to him to make his vote count. So that's been our day today.
Now, I'm talking to you at 3:30. I understand that he has or will shortly actually be voting.
I actually just took a picture of him filling out his ballot right now. My sisters are leaving to take the ballot down to City Hall. They're leaving shortly with the ballot in hand, but I do have a couple of pictures of him filling it out in his hospital bed with the, you know, tubes, hooked up to the tubes and that.
Wow. So what exactly had to happen in order for this to happen?
Well, I contacted ScottWalker.org, the campaign headquarters, and first we contacted his ward. He's registered at German Immersion School, which is on 82nd and Nash in Milwaukee, and they weren't quite sure. They had never been faced with this sort of dilemma before, so they weren't certain. Then we did contact Scott Walker's campaign headquarters, and they instructed us to go ahead and head down to City Hall. It had to be somebody that was registered in Milwaukee to go down and obtain his ballot for him, come all the way back to St. Joseph's, have him fill it out, and then we have to return it in person. So there was, Scott Walker's legal division was able to find a statute that does protect him and his rights in this situation. So we did have that for reference, and I think we're in good shape to get his vote in and make it count today.
Well, that's a great story, Janice. And Dad feeling pretty good?
He is. He is. And I think he's feeling like quite a celebrity with some news cameras headed over here as well.